Several House Democrats took to the Capitol steps to issue a warning of even tougher restrictions to come on women's reproductive rights if Republicans take the Senate and White House and keep control of the House in the upcoming November elections. Hakeem Jeffries is the House Democratic Minority Leader. He said Democrats will make preserving reproductive choice a major legislative priority if they keep control of the House. He said that House Democrats will fight for nationwide access to abortion care, contraceptive care, IVF, and all other forms of reproductive health care for women.
Today, reproductive freedom is under assault throughout America. House Democrats unequivocally believe in a woman's freedom to make her own reproductive health care decisions, period, full stop.
Judy Chu is a California Democrat. She is the author of the Women's Health Protection Act, which would restore the constitutional right to abortion that the Supreme Court undid when it struck down Roe in 2020. She said that the bill can pass immediately if President Biden is reelected, Democrats retain the House, and take back the Senate in November.
For the first time in American history, young women have fewer rights than their grandmothers. But it does not have to be this way.
Democrats have been highlighting the risks that a potential second Trump administration could pose to women's reproductive health care options. Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette is co-chair of the House Pro-Choice Caucus. She said that 187 members of the House Republican Caucus have co-sponsored legislation that would effectively ban abortion access, IVF, most contraceptive access, and stem cell research in much of the country. She said that the Republicans who back this legislation are keeping quiet about it because they know it's unpopular with voters.
But make no mistake, if they keep the House, if they take the Senate, and if Donald Trump wins the White House, this is exactly the far right majority that will enact these laws.
After the High Court struck down Roe 2 years ago, more than 20 states enacted new laws banning or applying deep restrictions to abortion access. For KPFA News, I am Abby Tasquier.